אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות.
We're reading in the study of the 10 ספירות in the Hebrew. It's in the Passover booklet, page 253. It's from test page, part 15, the structure of the Nukva of Zeranpin. You can also find it in volume 6 in the study of the 10 ספירות, page 687 in Hebrew. There is no English text for it. So again, we're reading part 15 of Taz.
Yes, so let's read the part above and then the interpretation below, and we will interpret it as much as we can, the extent that we can. But regardless, we need to understand that in the connection between us, we can attain the internality of what's written here. It speaks of the general malchut. Everything that comes before it is, or are the qualities of the Creator, the first nine sefirot, and malchut receives them, and according to equivalence of form with the first nine sefirot, after it raises O Chozer, reflected light, a desire to be above its own desire, in order to bestow. All right, so part 6 concerning Nukva de Zerampin. And know that during the Ibur of Zon in Imaila'a, then Zerampin was in the discernment of Vak alone. And the Nukva in the aspect of Nekuda, one point included of Yud, which is the Bchina of Malchut in her alone. And then through the Ibur, Yenika, and Mochin, the Bchina of Zerampin grew until it was completed into 10 sefirot as is known. Again, we read the top part. Know that during the Ibur of Zon in Imaila'a, Zerampin and Malchut rise together to Bina, which is called Imaila'a. Then Zerampin was in the Bchina of Vak alone, meaning half the degree, katnut. And the Nukva was one point, but included of 10 points, which is the aspect of Malchut in it, that single point alone, that Nekuda. And then, through the Ibur, Yenika, and Mochin, which are 3 degrees of growth, which happened to the Zerampin and Malchut while they're within Imaila, Bina, then the discernment of Zerampin developed until it was completed into 10 sefirot, as is known. Item 2. There is no interpretation under the first item, so item 2. However, the growing of the Malchut was done only by Zerampin, can happen only by Zerampin. Malchut cannot grow unless Zerampin grows her. Because Imaila'a, when she grew him, the Zerampin that is, she gave him the power to grow the Malchut, meaning Zerampin receives power from the Ima, from the mother, to grow, and also to grow the Malchut by himself. By itself. And later, through this growing of the Malchut came outside through Tiferet, meaning Malchut, Zerampin, when it grows and grows the Malchut, when the Malchut grows, she comes out of Zerampin as Tiferet, or in Tiferet. Then the Malchut grows too, to the end of its growth, the end of its potential, which is where until she is completed also to 10 sefirot, the complete 10 sefirot in her. Meaning, Zerampin received from Ima, from Bina, the power, the light, it grows, and then it grows the Malchut, which is within itself. And then she comes out and grows through to the, she grows as the 10 sefirot in her, into the 10 sefirot in her. Okay, let's read the item 2 interpretation.
Item 2 down below. The development of Malchut is only through the Zerampin itself. Because the upper Ima, when she raised it, she gave to it further force of development for Malchut. We need to remember here everything that has been explained above in part 9 regarding the growing of the Nukva and the first and second man, and the matter of the first son, the elder son, that takes twice. Because the above part was necessary to come back and to copy it in each and every line here, if that would have been possible. It has been explained there, in the words of the Ari, that the beginning of the construction of the Nukva starts after the Ranpin has been made entirely great. As when the Ranpin raises its Achap through its incorporation in the Zivug of Abba Ve'ima, called the second Ibur, then Galgalta and Enaim of the Nukva that is attached to this Achap of Zeranpin, called Man of Nukva, also rise, and they receive there a Zivug together with the Man of Zeranpin, and in the palace of Abba Ve'ima, 2 degrees of ten sefirot emerge upon them. One, the level of the ten sefirot over the Man of Zeranpin. 2, the level of the ten sefirot over the Man of the Nukva. Indeed, the Nukva is not worthy of receiving from there her degree, and she must receive from Zeranpin after it is born and it reaches its place. Therefore, the Man of Nukva are not fashioned there in the state of Ibur for the sake of the Nukva. Therefore, they are called the first man. And it is because this Zivug was for Zeranpin only, as we learned there. Therefore, it is considered that the level of Nukva that emerged in the palace of Abba Ve'ima during the second Ibur of Zeranpin, that was as a deposit for Zeranpin, because later on, as it descends to its place, it bestows to her through the degree all of that level that emerged over her man while they were still in Abba Ve'ima. This is as it says that the elder one receives twice. Because Zeranpin and Nukva, when they were incorporated there in the Zivug of Abba Ve'ima, are considered as siblings, as they suckle from a single root. However, since the Nukva is not worthy of receiving her degree, as we said above, Zeranpin takes twice. That is its own level, and the level of the Nukva. This is as it says, the upper Ima, when she raised it, she placed in it the force to develop Malchut. Later on, this development of Malchut came out through Zeranpin. Then Malchut grows until it too is completed into ten sefirot. As we said above, that during its second Ibur, the Man of Malchut is also attached to its Achap. Therefore, it receives from Ima 2 levels, its own level and the level of Nukva. Thus, when the upper Ima raised Zeranpin, she placed in it the force of development of Malchut as well. Later on, when it comes out from the seed of Ibur and reaches its place, it comes out to her, the state of its development of the level of Malchut comes out to her through Zeranpin, her husband. Thus far.
לא שומעים אותך, רב.
אה,
We don't hear you.
I think that it's worthwhile to read it again.
Okay, so again, item 2 down below. The growth of the malchut is only through Zeranpin itself, because the upper Ima, when she raised it, she placed in it an additional force to develop the malchut. Here we should remember everything that has been explained above in part 9 regarding the development of the nukva and the first and second man, and the matter of the elder son takes twice. Because the above part was necessary to come back and to copy it here in each and every line, if that was possible. It has been explained there, in the words of the Ari, that the beginning of the construction of the Nukva starts after Zeranpin has been made entirely great. As it says there in Opnimi, that when Zeranpin raises its Achab through its incorporation in the Zivug of Abba Ve'ima, called the second Ibu, then Galgalta Enaim of the Nukva that is attached to this Achab of Zeranpin also rise. It is called the Man of the Nukva. And they receive there a Zivug together with the Man of Zeranpin. And in the palace of Abba Ve'ima, two levels of ten Sfirot emerge upon them. One is the level of the ten Sfirot over the Man of Zeranpin. Two is the level of the ten Sfirot over the Man of the Nukva. Indeed, the Nukva is not worthy of receiving her degree from there, and she must receive it from Zeranpin after it is born and it reaches its place. Therefore, the man of the Nukva are not fashioned there as Ibu for the sake of the Nukva, and therefore they are called the first man. And it is because this Zivug was only for Zeranpin, as we learned there.
First, Zeranpin needs to grow, and then it arranges the dose for the Nukva, gives it to her, and gives it back accordingly.
Therefore, it is considered that the level of Nukva that emerged in the palace of Abba Ve'ima during the second Ibu of Zeranpin was as a deposit for Zeranpin. Because later on, when it comes down to its place, it bestows to her through the degree. All of that level that emerged over her man while they were in Abba Ve'ima. This is as it says, the elder one takes twice. Because Zeranpin and Nukva, when they were there in the incorporation of the Zivug of Abba Ve'ima, are considered as siblings, as they suckle from the same root. However, since the Nukva is not worthy of receiving her degree, Zeranpin takes twice. That is, its own level and the level of the Nukva.
This is what he means, that the upper Ima raised him by giving him the force of increasing to Malchut, and then this increment of Malchut came out through Zeranpin, and then Malchut grows until it is completed to the ten Sfirot. Meaning, as was explained, that during Ibur Bet, the second restriction, the man of Malchut is also adhered to its Achab. Therefore, he receives from Ima the 2 degrees, his own degree and the degree of Nukva. And since, well, upper Ima raised Zeranpin, she gave him the force to grow as well of Malchut. Therefore, when he comes out from the Ibu to his place, the growth of the degree of Malchut comes out to her by Zeranpin, her husband.
If there are questions, please, I'm willing to answer. I see Queens. Queens. Please.
Dear Rav, as much as I understood it, Tiferet and Malchut have to be bound together tightly. Hard to understand the question.
Ask again what you want to say in a clear way.
То есть Тиферет и Малхут должны быть в тесной связи между собой, чтобы расти вместе.
Зерампин и Малхут.
Как брат просит.
Зерампин и Малхут.
Должны быть в тесной связи между собой.
Зерампин и Малхут.
Зерампин и Малхут. О Тиферет и Малхут.
Or Tiferet and Malchut. Зерампин is also called Tiferet because it's the main discernment of it. Are connected to one another all the time. Because Malchut was born from Zeranpin, Zeranpin grows the Malchut, it cares for it, it is greater than her, it is called the big brother and she's the small one, it's called husband and wife, he's the husband and she's the wife, and he raises her, and this is how she grows besides him. Therefore, the relationship between them is always such that Malchut grows only by Zeranpin. Zeranpin connects to Ima and receives from Ima what it needs in order to grow Malchut. That's it. Zeranpin on its own is always in Vak. Meaning, it doesn't need anything for itself. It's enough for Zeranpin to be small. Why to be small? Because then it is in a state that is ready and according to the ability that Malchut can receive lights and kinim from it, it grows her. We are in Malchut, and when we raise our deficiencies, then in such a way we raise, grow ourselves. Let's say this is the Malchut.
The Malchut.
This is the Malchut.
Malchut.
No. I'm sorry.
Ну, не важно, Раф. Я хотел сказать, что подобная картина была и за Биной. Когда она обращалась к Хохме, чтобы получить свет ради Зерампина.
Let me say, please. We heard your question. Let me speak, okay? Malchut raises man to Zerampin. And Zeranpin raises its man to Bina, to Ima. Man, this is how it works. Malchut is a point. Zeranpin is six sefirot, which is called Vak.
Malchut.
And Bina is a whole thing. Ten Sfirot. If Malchut raises Man to Zeranpin, that's the first action. She raises the Man of Malchut with its own Man. And then Bina gives back in return the mud to Zeranpin. It's called that the Imam Ilah that raised him. Yes, she lowers the mud. So she also gives him a part that she has to pass on to Malchut. So there's the first man and the second man and Bina that gives Zeranpin in return the mud, also not for him to be big. Zeranpin, when he receives from Bina, he becomes big in place of 6 Sfirot, he becomes 10 Sfirot, and then when it grows, it also can give to Malchut, and that's how Malchut grows. All of our work is to raise Man to Zeranpin and from Zeranpin to Bina, so that it will rise, such that later we'll grow to the 10 Sfirot, from one point to the 10 Sfirot. Let's continue onward. If I explain, I'm not explaining to whoever asks. I'm explaining to everyone. Yes, please.
Item 3, above. Therefore, it is necessary that as long as Malchut did not grow, that the upper 9 Sfirot that are lacking in Nukva will be incorporated in Zeranpin, in his 9 Sfirot. In him, there's only until Yesod, and Nukva complements him to Yud, to 10, and then they are 19 Sfirot. 9 his and 10 are hers, and it is called the 10th because she is his 10th. And he's completed with 10 Sfirot with her, and she too has 10 Sfirot in it. Again, item 3. Therefore, it is necessary that as long as Malchut did not grow, that the upper 9 Sfirot that are lacking in Nukva will be incorporated in Zeranpin in his 9 Sfirot, as is known. He has only until Yesod, and Nukva complements him to 10, and then they are 19 Sfirot, his 9, and her 10, and she is called 10th, because she is his 10th, and he is complemented with 10 Sfirot with her, and she too has 10 Sfirot.
Item 3 below.
Item 3 below. It is necessary that as long as Malchut has not grown, those missing 9 Sfirot for the Nukva will be incorporated in Zeranpin in his 9 Sfirot. As we have learned in the previous item, that Zeranpin, while being impregnated in Gadlut, he also gets the degree of Nukva as a deposit. And it is discerned that she is incorporated in the Nukva in the Guf of Zeranpin, which is his bone. It is the Bchina of Masachim, the screens, upon which the degrees of Naran Chai de Zeran Pin itself were measured, that in his Ibur Yenika Mochin, because this is the rule, that nothing is missing in the spiritual. Therefore, in the Patsuf remain all the Bchinat of Masachim, all the degrees of the screens of the Katnut itself, even when he is in Gadlut. Therefore, when he measures the Mochin for the lower ones, he measures it with the screens in himself from all the degrees he went through, from the time he was in Katnut, the smallest, until he is the biggest, in Gadlut. This is what he means when he says that it is necessary that as long as Malchut is not grown, those upper nine Sefirot that are missing in Nukva will be incorporated in Zeranpin, in his nine Sefirot. Because in each and every Sefira of the nine Sefirot of Zeranpin, there is one Sefira of Nukva, which is the Sefira of Malchut in her. Meaning, as we explain, that the same degree of Nukva that he took as a deposit from the upper Ima, while being impregnated, the Ibur is incorporated in the Nukva, in the Guf of Zeran Pin, meaning the Malchut of the nine Sefirot of himself, which is the bone in him. Meaning the Ibur measures the separate Nukva over the Malchut of Nefesh itself, and Yenika measures Malchut de Ruach, etc., until he returns all her degree, everything he received for her. Since in each and every Sefira of Zeran Pin, there is a Sefira of Nukva, meaning aside the bone of the Sefira, which is called the Nukva in his Guf. Remember this.
You read it one time?
Yes, okay, so again, item 3, below. It is necessary that as long as Malchut has not grown, those missing nine Sefirot for the Nukva will be incorporated in the nine Sefirot of Zeran Pin.
Meaning everything that the lower one has and has yet to been disclosed in the lower one is in its upper. And is awaiting for the lower one to be ready to receive it. Please.
As we have learned in the previous item, that Zeran Pin, in the time of the Ibur of Gadlut, receives the degree of Nukva also as a deposit. And it is discerned that she is incorporated in the Nukva of his Guf of Zeran Pin, which is his bon. It is the screens, the degree of the Masachim, upon which the degrees of Naran Chai de Zeran Pin itself were measured in the Ibur Yenika Mochin. Because this is the rule, that there is no absence in the spiritual. Therefore, in the Patsuf remain all the degrees of the Masachim of the Katnut itself, even when in the time of the Gadlut. Therefore, when he measures the Mochin for the lower, he measures with his own Masachim, from all the degrees he went through, from the time he was in Katnut, small, until he was in Gadlut, a grown-up or larger. This is what he means, that it is necessary that as long as Malchut did not grow, the nine Sefirot that are missing in Nukva will be incorporated in Zeran Pin in his nine Sefirot. Because in each and every Sefira of the nine Sefirot of Zeran Pin, there is a discernment of one Sefira of Nukva, which is the Sefira of Malchut in it. This means, as we explained, that the same degree of Nukva that he took as a deposit from the upper Ima while being in Ibur is incorporated in the Nukva of the Guf of Zeran Pin, meaning the malchuyot, kingships of the nine sefirot of himself, which are his bon. When Ibur measures the separate nukva over malchut the nefesh itself, and the yenika measures the malchut of ruach itself, etc., until he returns all her degree, what he received for her. And so, each and every sfira of Zeranpin has a sfira of nukva, meaning aside the bone of the sfira, which is called the nukva of his guf. And remember this.
Well, let's continue.
Item four above. Indeed, before the revelation of her upper nine sefirot, everyone were incorporated in his nine sefirot. It turns out that in each and every sefira from the nine sefirot of Zeranpin, there is one sefira of Nukva, but it is only the tenth part of it alone, which is the sefira of Malchut. And the growth of Malchut does not occur at once, but it takes many times that she is corrected and grows bit by bit. Again, item four. Indeed, before the upper nine sefirot are revealed in her, they were all incorporated in his nine sefirot. It turns out that in each and every sefira of the nine sefirot of Zeranpin, there is one sefira of Nukva, but it is only one-tenth in it. This is the Sfira Malchut in her. And the growing of Malchut does not occur all at once. It takes many times for her to be corrected and grow. Item four below. It takes her many times to be corrected and grow. And this is in general the seven times that were clarified in the ninth part.
It's not the seven times of the Gadlut of Mochin.
Item five above. We will clarify now the length in general, even though there are many details. The essence of the diminution in her is not less than one point incorporated in the ten, which is the last point of Malchut in her. And the essence of her growth is that all the ten Sefirot will be in her, and she will be with Zeranpin, panim befanim, face to face, completely equal, and the two melachim, the two kings, will use one keter. And this is what the moon has accused, or as we know. Again, item five above. Now we will discern the whole length of it, even though there are many details. The essence of the diminution in her is no less than one point, which is incorporated in the ten, which is the last point of Malchut in her, as we have seen above. And the essence of her growth is to have all her ten sefirot, so she can be with Zeranpin, panim bepanim, completely equal, and the two melachim can use one keter, which is what the moon Kitreg accused, as we know. Item five below. The essence of the diminution in her is no less than one point incorporated in ten, which is the last point of Malchut in her. We're not talking in the beginning of the Tzilut of Malchut, beginning of the emanation of Malchut, because in the beginning there was the shattering in Bia.
As she was below the Parsa, included from with herself into it.
which is the discernment of the seventh king, of the seven dead kings. And it is known that all of them broke Panim V'Achol, and in Atzilut, not even one dot was left of her. Rather, we are talking about the mochin that are fixed in Atzilut. Because even after the correction of Atzilut, they were not correcting. They themselves were not corrected, but only with the kelim de panim of the seven kings. Meaning, as they emerged in the katnut of Nikudim, from Bchinat Nikve Enayim de Sagdeak, when all they had was six kelim, Chabad Chagat, until the Chazeh. And the ending point, Nikudat HaSiyum, which is the point of Chazeh, is discerned to the seventh Melech, seventh king, which is Bchinat Nukva de Zeranpin. Regarding their orot, the seven melachim are discerned to be Chagat Nehi. And the Nekudat Siyum, the ending point below the Yesod, is discerned to be the seventh king, which is Nukva de Zeranpin. And they are discerned to be Kelim de Panim de Nikudim, because there was no flaw in them due to themselves, because the Or Enayim de Sagdeak corrected them in this completion of Chagat Nehi, as they emerged at the time of the Katnut. And the matter of their shattering was not due to themselves, but rather in the time of Gadlut Nikudim, these seven kings spread and connected to the Kelim de Bia that have emerged already below Parsa Datzilut there. And these Kelim were unworthy of receiving the upper light due to the second restriction that rejected them outside of Atzilut. And for this reason, they are called Kelim de'achor, vessels of the posterior. Therefore, they broke and died, and they also caused the shattering of the Kelim de Panim, which are the Kelim of Chabad Chagat until the Chazeh.
Meaning the Kelim that were broke did not break because of themselves, but because they connected with the Kelim that were below Parsa. And therefore, when they connected with the kelim that are below Parsa, it turns out that the lights spread in the kelim, which is the will to receive in order to receive, and therefore also the kelim above the Parsa broke, and also the kelim below the Parsa. The kelim below the Parsa broke because they're in order to receive. The vessels above the Parsa are not in order to receive, but because they integrated with those below the Parsa, it turns out that they broke as well. And then it turns out that we have the shattering of the Kilim in the whole length of Zeranpin and Malchut. Even though some of the Kilim that were above Parsa were pure from in order to receive.
Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. When we talk about Zeranpin and Nukva, the relationship between them, in the 10, how is that felt, Zeranpin and its degrees?
I can't explain this to you. How? How is it felt in the 10? The 10 doesn't feel it for the time being. It's concealed in her. She doesn't feel it in her. How can you explain this here? I understand that you want to feel this, you want to work with this, but for this you need to already be incorporated with the qualities of bestowal. Above you to receive, above your love, you need to integrate with love of friends. And then by that you will have the qualities of Zeranpin. And then you will be able to grow the Malchut. Otherwise, it's impossible. Otherwise, it's impossible. That's why all of our work needs to be how we, through our work between us, attain the upper light. We need to pray, to ask for the Creator to send us the upper light, with the upper light, which is called the reforming light. And this light, which illuminates in us, will give us, it's very simple. If the light bestows, to the extent in which it bestows upon me, I really want to love the other. I want to bestow to the other. The problem is that the upper light has to come and bestow. That's what we need to pray for, to ask for, to do all kinds of actions between us that will bind us together, because only the prayer of many helps and draws from above the reforming light. If we connect together in the ten and demand the upper light, ask, beg, so he will come together and connect between us, and we will feel ourselves as connected in one body called Zeranpin. Connected in one body called Malchut. Because we will understand what chibur, connection, means. At the time being, we don't feel it. It's just the influence of the reforming light. That's why this is all of our work. And later, when the light has an influence, and when he bestows and gives us this, such a feeling, is already where we be able to say, well, we don't understand right now. Well, there is Zeranpin, there's Malchut, this rises, this goes down, this increases, this is, but in us, we don't have these actions in us. We can't do a thing. We don't feel it. For us, it's like something dead. It's called dead letters. This is what we call the work in the group, until quickly the reforming light will come. And then when we call, when we read it, we will be able to execute it inside our feelings. Then what I read will be for me like for a musician reading a partiture, where he looks at the notes and plays. He can even not play, he can sing. He feels those letters. But one who doesn't know the instrumental notes, the musical notes, then he won't be able to read them and sing them. He looks at all those symbols of the notes and can't sing. He doesn't know what each note resembles or symbols. We also don't know. That's also a problem, because this is until we receive the manners of bestowal, we can't understand or execute any action that is written in a Kabbalah book. We can't.
New York 1.
Hi, Rob. How do these parts of tests relate to Pesach? Why are these particular excerpts in the Pesach book?
Because Pesach is a special state of the general neshama, the soul. All the traditions of ours in this world, Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Sukkot, and more, what we've been through not too long ago, Purim, and so forth. All those names are states of the soul as it rises until it comes to the end of correction. And then when it starts to rise, we learn how it rises, by which requests, what lights she receives in order to rise even more and more. What does she discover in each level of this? This is the wisdom of Kabbalah, and in general, the true Judaism, when it's explained in the wisdom of Kabbalah only, does not talk about anything corporeal of this world. Only in spirituality, in the state of the soul. Only. That's why Pesach is a special state in which we rise above our egos in order to bestow. From the corporeal desire to the spiritual desire. That's why it's the greatest holiday. And it's truly the beginning of the whole spiritual process. And that's how we learn it strong.
אז זה חלק שמדבר על המלכות, איך שהיא גודלת, מנקודה, כמו שאנחנו התחלנו ללמוד את זה.
Now what we're learning, part 16 is...
The point which is like Zeranpin. It's like the creator. So when we grow from the height of the point to the point of the creator, that is the whole thing that talks about in this part of the study of Ten Sefirot. All the rest of the parts of the Ten Sefirot talk about the creator, what's before Malchut, how he arranges the system from Ein Sof to Malchut in order to bestow upon it. And in that part, it talks about Malchut, which grows from a point. This is our soul that's in each and every one of us. There's a point in the heart. Until this point grows all the way to the height of the crater. Fully. This is what happens in this state. In Pesach, it's the beginning of the growing of the Malchut.
Queens.
Да, дорогой Рав, меня слышно, да?
Dear Rav.
Если нижняя точка, которую вы сейчас подчеркнули, не пробуждается, то это вызывает страдания у высшего.
If the lower point does not wake up, does that cause suffering of the upper?
Yes, of course. Moscow 7.
Да, Раф, вопрос про молитву, которую можно поднимать во время урока.
A question regarding the prayer we can pray during the lesson. Yesterday, our whole 10 wrote together and we sent to the given email and we connected through this prayer. The question is, can we take this state of yesterday, the general state, and to build a prayer today upon it?
Try. Look, there's things like with the coronavirus, which comes from above. No one knew or could have depicted to themselves that it could happen this way. But in a higher degree, there the forces were connected in such a way that it turned out to awaken us to spiritual upliftment. The best would be through such an action which we call the coronavirus. What will be next? I don't know what to say, but the Creator has many means. The main thing for us is to execute what is possible. Let's hope that we answer correctly to the whole invitation of His. Italy 4.
La mia domanda è questa: quando io leggo il testo, i miei punti di riferimento sono desideri, qualità, al fine di raggiungere l'adesione al creatore.
Rav, when I read the text, what I relate to is the desire to reach the creator immediately?
Yes, of course. Not direct. Through the group. How you come to the creator, just like that, it's foggy, it's not something that you can hold on to. The creator is considered the force that is immersed inside the ten. You need to come to the ten to connect with them, and through them you connect to the creator. Okay? Latin 2.
La pregunta es, Mahut se le va por el man que ella.
The question is, Malchut rises with the man she raises to Zeranpin. What causes it to diminish?
When she becomes smaller, Zeranpin begins to care for it. For Malchut to grow, she needs to be a point. A point is called that she restricts herself completely. Her entire will to receive. Let's say, if you restrict all your will to receive except for the necessities in life and not want anything in return, it's called the point. And then if you make such efforts, then Zeranpin, the creator, through the group, as you're included in the group, begins to rise, it raises you. And you start to feel that you're raising, meaning you have a certain spiritual upliftment, but not at your expense, at the expense of the upper. The upper raises you. From this you get an impression. Then you come down and begin to carry out this impression in practice by yourself. You raise man and more. We'll see. But first there's the first ascent, which is at the expense of the upper one. Just like Ima raises, mother raises her child and gives him milk. And then he rises on his own. Baltia 1.
The man we raise, is that a clean, a pure product of the ten? Or are we taking something from the public and we raise it, or is it processed only by the ten?
First of all, we need to raise man from our ten after we have a spiritual ten, or even we don't, but we can grow. We turn to the broad public, receive the lack from them, and also raise their man. There's the man that rises from us wanting to connect, and there's man that we raise from us wanting to bestow to the broad public. And all those mans are actually connected together and awaken the upper force, which is the creator, to bestow upon us, to build us. If we raise man only of ourselves, That's only in order to build our kli. But to fill our kli, we ask only when we are connected with the lower ones. Then we can turn to the Creator to help us fill ourselves in order to later fill the lower ones. So that's called the initial man, the secondary, etc. We have now Petach Tikva, yes. Oh, we have Moscow 5.
What does the moon complain about, the Malchut complain about, when it says that two kings cannot have one crown?
Malchut complains as two kings that doesn't have the light of chasadim, that cannot include within it the light of chokhmah. As two kings cannot suckle from Bina. Zeranpin and Malchut together cannot suckle from Bina, but rather first Zeranpin and then Malchut. That's what Malchut complains about. That she can't turn to Bina like that Malchut can't turn to Bina like Zeranpin. Simpler, we'll say this. You're complaining to the Creator. Why can't I turn to you? Why can't I turn to you directly, but only through the group? Yes? I want to turn to you. I want to be connected to you directly. The Creator says, no, that's impossible, only under the condition that you're going to the group, incorporated in it, and then through the group, you can come to me. And that's what you're complaining about. You don't agree, you don't want. And each time you need to convince yourself and to beg before Zeranpin, and only through Zeranpin each time be connected to the Bina. That's how it is with the upper Ima, with Bina. You cannot connect it. You don't have a kli. In our world, it won't be understood. Let's say a baby that wants to eat, but mom's breast is something he cannot connect to if he won't be connected with more of a, like him. That's it. That's how it works. We are now going to hear a song and then announcements. Yes? Please.
חזקים על אותם שערים שסותמים את הלב כל הזמן מפרידים כל הזמן מרחיקים ממי שאת הכל מסובב מדרגה מדרגה מחזיקים מתגברים ודורשים את הכוח לחזור ופתאום ענולים נעשים לפתחים והחושך הופך לו לאור מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך באהבה ביחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה הולכים באיחוד הלבבות עד שמלא השאה כל כדור וכדור שפוגע בלב מעורר ניצוצי אהבה בחיבור הנקודות מעלה מליבנו תפילה ושוב מנעולים נעשים לפתחים ויזרמו נחלי אמונה מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך באהבה ויחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך באהבה ויחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה
Okay, so we're gonna quickly go over the daily schedule. We're starting at 10 o'clock Israel time. Then we're gonna have a program with Gilad. Everything is broadcasted starting at 10 until 11:15. These are live programs with Rav and they're translated. Then we're gonna have a noon lesson by the friends at 1:30 until 2:30. And at 6 p.m. we're gonna have a lesson with Rav. Okay, dear friends, we're gonna tell you about a very big dissemination action in Africa, in English and in French. Well, let's start with South Africa. These days, we're having a project, an interactive project with the public. We're working on a video to have live Facebook, and it's the art of connection, and that's how it's called, and Facebook, Instagram, and there's a big dissemination project in Zimbabwe, and the web page is updated daily. All the friends are working very hard, and they were upgraded by the help of the English department. In Ghana, there's a lot of dissemination in Facebook and WhatsApp. We're inviting the old friends to connect to the new world, and more friends are connecting to understand the need in connection. They too have been trained by the English department. They're improving their dissemination abilities, and they're really thankful to the English department. In French, there are Zoom conversations. We're inviting the public to Zoom meetings about integral education using Facebook, WhatsApp, and aided by French-speaking friends from all over the world. There's also the webpage of Michael Lightman in French, the Facebook, as the origin to the clips, all the conversations Rav had with the Oren, and they're disseminating, and many friends are connecting to it in the different groups. People relate to our content real good, and for this reason we're having many conversations in Kabbalah Afrique, and we're explaining to the public the positive effect of the corona crisis, and we're explaining the importance of learning the laws of nature. All the friends from Africa are thankful to the Creator, to the worldly, and to Rav for the opportunity to put life into the work. Thank you. Dear friends, good morning. In our common efforts, we're increasing the pace, and in the past 2 weeks, we have to share our joy. 400,000 new followers in our Facebook and Instagram have joined, And we had an acknowledgement by YouTube by passing our first 100,000 subscribers to our channel. And so we have a new channel for Michael Lightman. And by the way, we're already 158K followers. So it's an amazing pace. And more importantly, we're increasing the connection between the different groups. For example, the group in Bishkek joined and we're increasing the connection. Thank you. Okay, troubleshooting team. Let's see the first slide, please. Okay, so firstly, regarding the support, please pay attention that if you're connected through Galaxy on your upper right-hand side, yeah, there's a new button, feedback/help. If you press on it, you can do two actions. The upper part enables you to send an application form to support or to give a feedback. One more thing you have is a Galaxy training document in all the different languages, so you can understand how to use the system, troubles, and frequently asked questions. Let's move on to the third slide. Yeah, so we had one more change done. I'm going to repeat the whole process again. The first thing we do if we want to ask a question is to perform an audio and video test with your 10 or your group. Then you press the question mark. When you get the permission to ask, you unmute your microphone. And when you see the red on button, you start talking. Now, there's a change here. The moment you start talking, your question mark will automatically turn off. So don't worry about it. It's on purpose. It's part of the system. And so it automatically removes the question mark. And so it doesn't matter. You don't have to remember to take it off. So that's today's update. Make sure you're opening the broadcast through the Galaxy. And now, Vlad. Yes, good morning, beloved friends. There is a short but important update because yesterday many friends sent me a news article about how the virus moves from one person to another. Many friends thought it stays in the air, this virus, but that's wrong. The virus can be contagious through drops. If you speak or cough or sneeze, it can pass to about 1 meter. And some say 2 meters. That's why it's advisable to stay 2 meters between each and every person. But the drops don't stay in the air more than a few minutes. So if you went through the same place a few minutes later or a few hours, it won't be there. But the virus can stay on piece of paper or cardboard for 24 hours, on plastic or metal, it can stay a few days. It can barely stay on your clothes. So these things are something you have to know. You don't need to be in too much anxiety or fear, but you have to wash your hands because if you touch the elevator button or a door handle, doorknob, or maybe if a person who has the virus sneezed and you touched it, you can touch your nose or mouth and then you got infected. So keep your personal hygiene. And the number of people sick and the number of people dying is on the rise all over the world. That's why we have to maintain the rules of the Ministry of Health and guard ourselves, our mother, father, grandfather, grandmother, and your kids. Have a good day. Let's conclude with a song.
cuanto al corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut v'sham hu yotze mitoch hagalut v'hofech et hanistar lagalui. הלב חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut v'sham hu yotze mitoch hagalut v'hofech et hanistar lagalui. Lelo 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 la lelo 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 la lelo 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 la. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut junto al grupo llega la amistad v'sham hu yotze del exilio salir v'hofech et hanistar lagalut.